Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a weird bird. Give him like an ostrich or something.
Oh, man, ostriches. How about, what's that? Hey, Todd, come on in here.
Yeah, man, what is it? What's that bird? It's like an ostrich, but it's not. What is it? What? You know, like an emu?
Yes! That's it, it's an emu!
I get on the tippy top and I see in front of me nothing but blue skies and a quiet day, a beautiful Easter. And to the left of me, my wonderful neighbors who are sweet and nice to us, have kids. It looked like the flashing had flown off their roof onto our roof.
Okay. All right.
So at this point, I say, well, at least it's not something else we have to pay for. And that's something they could probably take care of. So we're good to go.
We'll put upon us.
That's the calculation in my head.
At least I don't have to pay for it.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. All I have to do is take Easter Sunday and climb on my roof. That's it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. What I like to do when I'm stressed is I like to bring it right into the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Because
sure.
It's my therapy. So we're going to afford Oscar that opportunity right now because, Oscar, I find it very helpful when I'm frustrated with things to air the dirty laundry out for everybody to hear. And besides, it means that I'm not the only one that understands the pressure of putting this show on every day and that there are lots of moving parts and that we're really technically understaffed without having our people at our main source.
Agreed.
And
sure.
Oscar's wearing
Agreed.
A lot of hats. So that's it. That's the intro, Oscar. I kick it over to you because I wanted you to get it out of here.
I want people that are working from home to care more about how this ship sails.
All right, hold on. I'm getting you a ding. I have to get my ding ready for that. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared for that. But, you know,
it's
absolutely.
A humble ask.
No. Absolutely. There's a slacking that's going on because people are chill and we're going to get ready for the rebound when we're coming back to work. We got to do it. Okay.
Right. Absolutely. So I can't wait till the president opens this economy back up and gets everybody back to work. Just kidding.
President isn't going to do it. The governors are going to do it.
I was just trying to. I was trolling you, Mike. I'm sorry.
All right.
Mike, the president has absolute power. I believe he stated it yesterday.
I have the president in my show prep today.
Yeah.
Hey, for the gingers out there, you're going to want to turn it off, ginger.
Yeah, you redheads.
You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it.
So this is what happened. And this is how valuable Pony and Maddie are to this enterprise.
Right.
Pony knows that he gets here roughly around, let's say 7:30, and he starts testing out all the equipment, making sure everything is working flawlessly.
Right.
And in the event that you have a component that is down, we have multiple redundancies here at the village. You just have to change that engine out or like a pit crew or change those tires out.
Part. Yeah,
right
change
away.
The part.
So one of our guys, one of our broadcasting streamers went down. And what typically would take with three people, I would say no less than 15 minutes, with one person takes 45. Mm-hmm. So at my peak of, let's say, frustration, it's I'm shutting down mopiness of the team or whoever I'm working with that doesn't help the frustration with, hey, I mean, we're in the foxhole together. We're at war.
You want a little more enthusiasm when he was giving you that password.
I need a little more zest and the correct information, not the wrong information. So I asked one of our team members, I said, is everything okay? Is there a reason you're being mopey? Because it's not helping the cause.
And I kind of chimed in. He was being mopey because he was being assaulted verbally by you.
Well, I would say that what I know is that there, like much like Dante's Peak, there's only so much Pierce Brosnan can do to stop the volcano from exploding.
True.
And there was tremors and signs all up and down that mountain. Let me tell you. before it happened. And what I didn't want to get to is Mike's peak. So when he completely blew up. So when I got my my comrade in arms, old Pony Boy, old Mopey, hey, we better run away from this volcano. I need a little more than that, a little more zest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's all simple right. management. So thank you for letting me get off my chest.
I think we had a good moment right before the show when Mike got his fresh windscreen and was encouraging Carla, please smell it.
What's the story with your windscreen?
Yeah, what is up with it? I'm curious.
I washed my windscreen.
We do all the time here. We do all the time.
Microphones with windscreens, you wash them, and when your mouth looks like this.
When your mouth looks like Bruce Stern.
Hey.
Hold on.
Hey, I'm Bruce Stern. Why'd you wake me up? I'm not. What am I doing with the Manson family?
Oh, you're in the bed in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Wow, the beard looks good.
Oh, this is great. I love it. You got some white teeth, let me tell you that, Mike. We're all blessed with that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, nice work.
No, they're different not as white as I wanted to be. If I could afford it.
Excuse me, I have to move my camera.
Yes. Yeah, no worries.
If I could afford it,
I'd get like veneers.
Oh my
god!
You don't
need
veneers. Wouldn't?
You just need whitening. That's all. If anything,
maybe I get veneers. I get really pearly whites.
Really, like Eric Zoolander?
Yeah. I get teeth. I love his teeth.
Yeah,
I love
his teeth.
They're dreamy.
They are.
I'd want to get like a group rate though.
Like we could all do it.
Well, let's find a dentist.
Oh, please. You know,
a dental chain.
Yeah. I called multiple times.
He's a rock star. And how about we use the guy down here that says, hello, you might remember me. I discovered Prince. You love Dr. La Calibala La Balada. He's a rock star. Because like everyone who's ever gotten dental implants, they look good, but unfortunately the length might be a tad challenging when you get them put in. Have you ever seen those dental implant commercials?
Do they think that they're going to like wear down a little bit like in use? So do they like give them a little extra? Because it always happened. It happened with my blessed father's mother. She got new teeth and they were not veneers. They were false teeth. But she came to like a family get together and we saw her and we were all like, we couldn't tear ourselves away from staring at them because they were just a little off. You have to wonder.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you could, and if you had to be like you weren't selfish about getting them for yourself, who would you get them for in your immediate family?
What, veneers?
Yes.
Hard to say. My kids didn't have braces, and Carrie didn't have braces, and I didn't have braces, so we all have pretty good teeth. I think that I have the worst. I have a.
He's a rock star. He's a rock star. These teeth look so good.
Who did you discover?
Dr. Lahalimi Selevala. He's an absolute rock star. You know, and now I can eat corn on the cob.
Oh, no, it's falling apart. You went to the shady dentist. Oh.
Like, you know what I have from years past? Hold on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
These are the goofy toofies. These are goofy toofies. Okay.
You just have that. That's
hi, Rob. How are you?
How you doing? Right, you know, I believe I just cracked them. Okay, yeah, I cracked
that's
it.
Good.
No, well, but anyway.
Your motor skills are so lacking.
It. Well, no, just I think what happened is you would place these in boiling water and then they would feel like a gum like. Mold actually fit to your teeth, but I haven't used them in so long that it's crystallized. I need to reset them. Or maybe they shrunk.
I would get them from my mom because I think she's vain enough to want them. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Boy, I don't know who I'd get them for. Carla's been so meticulous about her teeth, and she's worked and had friends in the dental care industry. So I get them for me. I'd be selfish and get them for me.
Fair enough. I would too because I have an offset bottom tooth down here. It's a little crooked. The
but you know
what?
They're lifetime. So I mean, really, but, I'm only buying them for about 10 years. You know, so I mean, that's that to me is a little selfish. You know,
are they repurposed? Can you repurpose them?
Yeah, that's afterwards? A great idea. Like no, because they grind down your existing teeth.
Yes.
These are veneers. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then they glue on the fake porcelain, and you get Regis Philbin. That's really what it turns out to be. That's how it looks.
But so, he had a hard time talking even before them, didn't he?
Hi there. Look at these wonderful.
I'm trying to think of celebrities that love their teeth. Joe Biden would be an example.
Yep.
Of a man who loves his shiny choppers.
Yep.
Loves the teeth. There are people that do and people that don't. God, last night I was watching somebody on the tube. Oh, I was watching Gene Kelly, who probably had chiclets and got Hollywood teeth. Watch Gene Kelly in Singing in the Rain.
Well, Gene Kelly's doing the photo. He's a dick. I've always said it.
He was a dick, right? He was a big dick.
Absolutely a dick. Yeah. He made Debbie Reynolds dance until her feet bled and she cried. Way to go, Gene, you dick. Good dancer, though.
Very good dancer. but I'm trying to think of other famous big choppers that people have had. Big piano key teeth. Liberace had big fake piano key teeth.
Yeah, but he used them as a tool. I don't think he really appreciated
a tool
the fact
on
that
his a tool on his
look out
his protege.
Look out. Bring out the rhinestone colored Rolls Royce.
Can I nibble your neck again? Anyway, it's why are we talking about this? I have no idea.
Why not?
I don't know. We're just talking
veneers.
Veneers, we're just talking today. May I offer this
please
to our president? I watched every third probably coronavirus press conference to see if I get any information. They're good days. They talk about the cycle of a good day, one day on, one day off. That's kind of what the president's doing right now. Yesterday, I mean, good Lord, is there any understanding that the relationship between the press and the president of the United States is one that is, by its very nature, adversarial, has always been adversarial, will always be adversarial. And if you are stooping down to take it personal, like saying, you're a fake, you're a fraud, you're a fake, you're a fraud, and getting personal with a woman, this is to my Trump-loving base people that are out there, and I know you listen to me and you love your man, because he's just like you. No, he's not. Mm-mm. No, you don't be that. You're picking on a woman reporter who's asking a legitimate question, accepting your answer because she has video evidence that it's not true. You don't pick on people like that. Don't pick on people like that. It's not becoming. You are there. Listen, this is my advice to him. He's got it. He's the president of the United States. He's the man in power.
Right.
Why the... The level of insecurity for a man that has this office is, I mean, I don't get it. It doesn't, you've got the gig. No one will ever take it away from you. You're president of the United States.
Nothing is too petty. Nothing is too petty.
It's stunning.
And he can't stand being challenged. And when you look back at presidents that really have had, though adversarial at times, good relationships with the press, they tend to grin and take it and move on because it's really part of the
job. All of them.
Yeah.
Nixon, Bush, Clinton.
Yes.
H.W. Bush, Reagan. Yeah. You know, they grin and you take it.
You got to
take it.
Take it
and you calmly answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't personally attack reporters all the time. It's every other day he's doing this. It's not a time to do this. So anyway, just wanted to say that. I wish he would understand that he's not in any exclusive club.
No,
as far as presidents in the press. So just, you know, come on, makes me nervous. I mean, it really does make me nervous because ultimately, look, whether you like him or you don't, that's our guy right now. And that's a guy we need to function to get us through this. And it scares the crap out of me when I watch him really, really go down to that bottom feeding petty crap because I'm like, wow, dude.
Well, if you paint
your mind is there right now when there are people dying in America, come on.
If you paint in really broad strokes, what it shows is bad judgment. And that is the most, you know, generous way you can say it's bad judgment to treat the press that way.
Jesus,
if you have bad
Christ.
Judgment in that forum, where else are you going to have bad judgment? And frankly, it's a bad time for that. So
but don't
it's scary.
They all?
It is scary.
Don't. I mean, look, bad judgment is one thing. I think there have been. You could list every president that's ever been elected, and they have had moments of bad judgment.
Yeah.
This is not bad judgment. Is a soft. description of what this is. This is absolutely,
but it's
unprofessional.
But it's consistent bad judgment.
But it's
on
unprofessional.
A daily basis.
This you're right, not you're right. What nobody that's had your job behaves like this ever. Mm. You're not supposed to do this. By the way, behind the scenes, do what you do. Go for the jugular. Dude, they all do that. Politics is a dirty business. But get over yourself with this crap. You got people that are counting on you to take direction from you. They're people that worship the ground you walk on. They're not bright people, but they worship the ground you walk on, okay?
They're ground worshipers.
They're not. I saw yesterday, I swear to God, I saw yesterday 4 golf carts and 3 cars again in a against the law, really. If somebody, I'm not going to call the cops because I don't know. They might be in there in different corners of the house, right? They might not technically be a gathering of more than 10 people, but I'm sitting there and I'm like, there they go again. They're isolated. We have 5 to 9 cases in Estero, Florida. 5 to 9 cases. That is pretty damn good. And you know what? It's held right about there.
That's good.
We got a message from our board here in my new community that someone had tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, snap.
And had already gone through the sheltering in place thing. They got it, I think, on March 12th or something like that. I'm like, thanks for the quick update. I mean, really, down here.
Don't you legally have to like notify someone sooner than
you know
that?
What, Oscar? I swear to you, I'm not the guy. I'm not the guy anymore. I'm not going to be the guy that dives in to this, you know, Kentucky, Ohio, Iowa, land and tries to figure out what's going on. But as I drive, so I've got that, and then I'm driving over. We took a little drive, the family yesterday. Didn't do anything except go through an automatic car wash with a credit card that we sanitized. No Good. Human contact whatsoever. And we went through, and that's it. And then I said, let's just drive by the old neighborhood just to see if the people that bought the house had moved in. Well, they hadn't. And then as I'm driving back, I look, and 1, 2, 3. 3 cars on the street, 3 golf carts in the driveway, including one with a giant Trump flag on the back of it. Duh, here we are. We're going to have a party because we're special. Jesus Christ. You know? I mean, you're dealing with it. You're dealing with a situation where people will do what they're told to do. They will do what they're told to do. But if you make it some kind of, I'm brave, not going to get me, because I'm too stupid to read any detailed article about it. You're going to, this thing, make no mistake about it. I mean, Oscar, you talk to doctors every day.
Yeah.
This thing, I am all about smiting it, putting it in. And so he's going, well, Mike, you work. You can work for F you. If I couldn't work, I'd feel the same damn way.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that we have to be aware of. And I am still in a state of, it's not agitation, but I'm agitated talking about it. But it's more nervousness about our inability as a nation in certain corners, certain individuals, certain groups who may be at some point or another referred to as a base, not taking this crap serious enough. You see the evidence of it. You see the fact that curves are flattening.
Yeah.
You see that who told us to do that? The medical people.
Right.
The people with the degrees, the people with the years of study, the doctors, the scientists have told us they do it. And look what they were right. They were right. And now you're going to have Ivanka and Jared Kushner telling us that, oh, well, we can get back. No. I'm sorry. What don't you get about it? Do you think it's a question of your man being personally affected? But what is this? Where is the stupidity? I mean, I read everything, hundreds of articles that say in the event that you open up too early, you're going to have a bounce back. Do we want to have people die again? Do we want to really have grandma and grandpa die again? Do you not get joy when you see people coming out of this thing, like our friend Hannah Sirota, who looks so wonderful with her mother on this video where they're both on the tail end of this thing and they've survived it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If there is a Lord, thank you for doing this. I thought that was great. Do we want to go through this crap? Look. Obviously, it's going to change the way we live. Obviously, there will not be a return to complete normalcy. It'll never happen. This is already the most abnormal thing that's happened in any of our lives.
Right.
So please, 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 when I'm watching this nervous press conference, I'm here, well, we'll make an announcement soon. We're going to make an announcement. What soon? That you can open the country up again because you're so scary brave, because you're not going to die and everybody else is going to die. I am right now as nervous as I've been. This is the moment. I am not reacting like a lot of people who see these flattening curves and saying, mm-hmm. oh, wow, because I know how we are. Mm. We are so that there's a two word description of a vast swath, unfortunately, of this country. And I hate to say it because it'll piss people off. But the two words, and I'm sorry, I won't do this again, but I have to have my say at a certain point.
Yeah.
Weak-minded people. People who don't like to think for themselves. And if you think for yourself, digest everything, including the counterpoints. I've read all the counterpoints about the economy, that if we close it down too long, it'll never be able to recover. That's crap. It will bounce back. That's the one thing where I and the president agree, that when it comes back, it will come back good and strong. I believe that. Won't be the same.
Right.
Probably won't be the same for entertainment, restaurants, that type of thing. That's going to be a learning curve as far as how we do it. But Jesus, let's not F this up. Americans, by and large, have stepped up and taking care of this. There are a lot of people that don't give a rat's ass. You go by a Walmart. We drove through the Walmart parking lot just to see who was wearing a mask and who wasn't. And let me tell you something. It's an easy tell. Mm. It's an easy, easy tell to see people. And by the way, you know, as far as people that aren't able to find masks, I'm down with that, too. I get that. But you can see the people are responding to this. Yeah. And then there are companies that are responding to it, too, like these companies that allow same-day delivery for something you might want to want. It's just like shopping, folks. Go on a website, and you can pick it up at the store, and they come out to their Best Buy. Salute to you for doing it right. Needed some audio equipment? Fantastic. I needed a mount for a television, and you did a great job. And I didn't touch a human being. That's great. But this is what we're doing. I'm terrified. I really am. I'm terrified that we're going to screw this up and go back to, you know, rush to make this thing rear its ugly head again. We can't do that again. We can't have another one of these curves go up. It just can't happen.
Look, I agree with everything you just said. But if Pony doesn't come back to work here within a month, I'm going to blow my brains out.
Is he really that essential, Oscar?
Well, this is the thing. He is.
Okay.
He is.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Somebody's coming over.
What's this?
What do you want? What? Well, I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, the man's working.
Wait, where'd you go? Come here.
He's out. Like a sprite.
He's out.
What, Michael, you're coming. Going on a lot. Well, I have him. I want him to do the commercial. Can I put the KiwiCo commercial on the front break?
Please
do. Of course. Yeah.
Please.
Okay, stay right here, Michael. Start the show. I'm done bitching.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
One of the most popular applications that there is the, it's the application that allows you to tap into your phone the following: where is the best place to eat sushi in this neighborhood? And your phone will tell you. I believe if you're standing on any block in America and you're asking an inanimate object, where's the best place to get raw fish, you've lost your mind. I know about losing one's mind because when I was younger, I took LSD. Just to prepare me for the technological revolution. As crazy and as far gone as I was at that point in time, it never occurred to me to turn to the rotary phone and say, hey, do you know where the best place to eat raw fish is in this town?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are heard all over the place from Big Sandy, Montana, Otarashi, Japan, Covington, Kentucky, and Seydisfjörður, Iceland, Port Colborne, Ontario, Canada, and Garfield, Washington. The Mike O'Mara Show is on. I wanted to bring my son in here right now because do you know what we got yesterday?
Mike,
did you
hit that Dire Straits?
Oh, yeah, I probably did. Sorry
I thought
that.
That's all right.
Yeah, my finger brushed it. That's when it turns on. That's when an iPad turns on.
That's right.
Not when you press it.
He loves the music, no, though. Michael loves the music.
He does.
Come on in, buddy.
He's a dancer. I love
on.
It.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, do you know what came in the mail yesterday?
A Sherman tank.
Yeah, and what else besides the Sherman? What else came in besides the Sherman tank that we put together? KiwiCo. Can you tell, let me turn your, wait, let me say, say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay. Can you tell everybody what we did and what we put together yesterday together when the KiwiCo box came in? Well,
a kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
KiwiCo, a lot of kids are stuck inside, and Michael got very excited yesterday when that box came with the KiwiCo stuff in, right? And we put it together. Can you tell everybody what went into building the kaleidoscope? What did we do? We had mirrors, right?
We had mirrors, and there was a blue side on everyone. And then there was a plastic circle, and we put stickers, tried not to cover the hole, and then we put like stuff together on it, the triangle, like,
and the heart
and the
square.
No,
what up to your
triangle.
The triangle tube,
right.
Okay, well, what did we do? We put three of those in the triangle, and what was on the inside of the triangle when we put the mirrors in there, the inside of the mirrors, right, facing each other. And then what did we do?
We put the circle on with stickers, and then we attached it. And then when you spin it, you see like the shapes moving around, and it changes.
Oh,
and all that.
That's sweet.
And here it is. Here's our kaleidoscope that we made with KiwiCo yesterday.
Look at that.
And you look inside of there, and you get that. And maybe you can look in with the camera and see the kaleidoscope.
You can.
Oh, you absolutely can.
You can.
Yeah, hold on. Wait. Hands. Hold on.
He wants you to move it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay, there we are. There, right there.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Isn't that neat?
Mike, you made that with your son?
We made that with KiwiCo yesterday.
That's
it was
so
fantastic.
Cool.
By the way, I don't tell you people these things without them being good things. KiwiCo is good stuff. Your kids won't believe what they can build. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart like me. Come on and show them your kaleidoscope you made. By the way, we're not done. That's not just
this
it. There's
great.
Another there's
oh,
another
really?
Part of the project that involves
there's
kaleidoscope.
There's more things.
There are more things. In there, right?
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Do you know this is the first commercial? This is the first commercial we've done together.
Mm-hmm.
Look up so they can see your pretty face. Are we going to finish the project today?
Yeah.
Get your first month free on select crates at, can you read that? It says kiwico.com.
/.
Read the letters.
TMOS.
That's KIWICO.com/.
TMOS.
In the microphone.
TMOS.
TMOS.
T-M-O-S. I said that.
Say TMOS.
TMOS.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Can you say yay, KiwiCo?
Yay, KiwiCo.
Are you going to go on a walk with mommy now?
I'd rather stay here and do the commercial.
Not going to happen. Thank you very much. Love you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Would you like to say goodbye? What are your signature line? Goodbye.
Deuces.
Okay, bye-bye. See you later.
Thank
have
you.
A great day trying grandma. Because grandma's going to eat her second grandson.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. Bye, you little
I like
vampire.
How he's workshopping his characters.
And I also that he didn't want to stay to do the show. He wanted to stay and do commercials.
Just
do commercials.
That is a solid
work
ethic.
I wanted to get him in there. That's good. Wanted to get him in
that's
for that.
That's a really
get
cool
get that
project.
Right out to KiwiCo.
Yeah, right away.
All right, that's
right
the real deal.
I think
we
that's the
that
first
yesterday.
Time we've ever put a kaleidoscope on the radio.
That's very, very
history.
So pardon my rant, but everybody be smart.
Above all,
this is working. This is a country that's being successful all over the United States, and it's working. And I just don't want to see. Look, there are. I really believe, with my heart of hearts, there is one reality here. There is one set of real facts. Don't be dissuaded from that, no matter what, because somehow everything is turned into an us against them. This has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with being smart and being concerned. If you're not concerned for yourself, think about people that go into the hospitals every
day.
And the physicians that have passed away and the nurses that have passed away. Think about that. So don't, look, just do it smart, okay? I mean, the mindset of an individual that will send a message out to the world saying, fire Dr. Fauci, is, to me, the type of human being that has been so utterly and successfully mind-washed and so weak-minded that they are led around by people. And look, check the credentials. In a situation like this, which requires science and medicine and intelligence and governmental, you know, direction where we're going to go, you need the smartest guys in the room. The smartest guys, okay? Not the guy that's great on TV. It's the smartest people. And not the fact that Dr. Fauci's pretty damn good on TV, too. So I think he will go down in history as a true American hero for his ability to explain and recommend and do this.
Makes
and
Ben Carson look like, you know, Yucko the Clown.
Anyway,
I don't know. I think lately, the last, if you really look at the last 6 weeks, housing and urban development has been run really well. So congratulations, Ben Carson.
I think I get nervous when I think of us getting a little too eager, Beaver. This is
I think about that a lot. I think about
everybody.
You know,
we're Americans. We have no patience.
There
for
was
anything.
Definitely a switch flip day where things got real for America. And I remember, I think it was like a Thursday when the morning when we woke up and the evening when we went to bed, this thing really got real for us. There is no way there can be a switch flip day that we stop thinking about it. It's going to have to be a long, slow process as we ease back into the way things are. And what you're right, what you're saying is so right, Mike. We're eager. There's a certain advantage that we were able to, the people that were going to eventually socially distance and appropriately react, they did it right away. But there's no way to right away reverse it. And I hope that we have the patience to do that. It's really frightening. I read something today that there probably won't be a major musical tour in the United States until the fall of 2021. Now think about that. That's crazy because they talk about
the arts.
But I mean
that's his takeaway.
That's Paul. He can't see Paul. He might not see Paul ever again. That's
I think that, you know, Paul's sort of in a target range. We might not see Paul ever again anyway. But if you think about it, when they're, you know, trying to do baseball and sports and thinking about when hockey is going to come back and when football is going to come back, this is a concern for you guys, right? But if you think that this is an entire industry that is going to be shut down like that, I'm not horrified by it. But it, to me, as a case study, shows us the huge severity of what we're facing. Because that is something that it's just, it's gone now. And that's, to me, that's wild. That's wild.
I was talking to my wife today, and I said, how long? She said, well, you did that auction on March 9th. That was the last time we went out. That was the last time we really went out. Then I modified my behavior with going out to the course and playing golf. I didn't think it was the right thing to do. I still don't. I you know, as this slopes back down, and I look and I see maybe two more weeks of 5 to 9 where, you know, or, you know, if it's holding and I see Florida numbers overall going down, I'll reevaluate that. Maybe a week I'll reevaluate. I don't know. It's like what we're doing right now. But as far as going out to restaurants and going out shoulder to shoulder in crowded places, we have to be, I'm going to pay attention to what everybody's saying, what everybody's doing. And I think getting back to normalcy, this today, maybe yesterday and today, the 1 month mark, I'm with you. I get it. Who's squirrely? I'm squirrely.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm out of my mind a little bit, to be honest with you, the last couple of days. It's frustrating.
Things are affecting me differently.
Have you found yourself thinking of calling people you haven't talked to in forever?
No. Maybe. You know what? It's not forever because I've reached out. I've reached out to the Colburns. I've reached out to my childhood friend, Joey, to make arrangements to see them when we come through, if we do this summer, if we're able to do that. I have been thinking about relationships. I'm thinking about how grateful I am that my mom's not around to deal with this. And then when I looked at my wife, I said, how long has it been? She said, well, it was a month ago, over a month that we have been dealing with this reality. And many people, a little less probably, 2-3 weeks for some people. But it's I love seeing the happy endings where people like the Hannah Sirota family with her with her mom and her, and they were wearing TMOS t-shirts. I was as proud of that as anything I've been proud of. I was so happy that they returned the kindness and gave us some small bit of joy in their moment of joy. Looking at her 85-year-old mother or his mother, I'm sure whether it's Michael or Hannah's mom, I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter. But seeing her, you know, in that category when she got this... it was so gratifying to see her smiling face. And
that's
there are that's
what
happy
counts.
Stories.
Yeah. That's what counts right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And there, but there are also, make the empathy of this country, look, it's a difference. I get it. I get it. I'm weak because I'm compassionate. I get it. I understand that's what you think. But you know what? I'm not.
No.
I'm not. I'll kick your ass at 60 years old, okay?
Kick your ass, Seabass.
Well, the thing is you'll kick their ass, and then you'll feel sorry that you did it because you're empathetic.
Absolutely. And I probably won't kick their ass as well as other people would kick their ass that wouldn't care as much.
That's right.
That's why I never closed a deal. That's why I'd always get a second punch, man, right in the temple. Oh, my God. Why'd I let up? But I knew guys that didn't. I didn't want... Why did this devolve into fighting? Anyway, I'll stop. It really, really, really is a time to reflect on people that... We don't even have the most of the American public doesn't have the story of personal loss that so many of our citizens have. They don't. That's just that's the numbers game. That's the vast majority of people around the country. But there are people who have lost and have lost parents and have lost siblings and have lost doctors in their family. Oscar lived this world closer and is living this world, I should say. Because Massachusetts ain't out of the woods. Take a look at Connecticut numbers and Mass numbers and Rhode Island numbers and Maine numbers. He lived it closer than most. I can talk all day long, but I do not have a relative who is on the front lines do.
Right.
Makes you feel different, doesn't it?
It's at the beginning, it was not something that you really thought twice about. And we weren't cavalier about the conversations. It was just... The information that was coming in from these other nations was that if you were younger and relatively good health, that you'd feel symptoms, but you'd survive this.
Right.
And then as this became, I guess, a little more clear and more present here in the States, you realized, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't
there are no universals.
There's no universal that's like, this is... Just because they said it's, you know, the 70 plus, and then you see colleagues of your brothers and sisters that are passing in their 30s and 40s, you're like, whoa, and you don't have the protective gear?
Yeah.
I mean, that in itself, if I don't get a call in the evenings from, or I don't call them, or we don't connect, it bothers me because I need to know, like, if they're okay. Are they not calling just because they want to burden us with it? The idea that we have these frontline, really everyone on the front line knowing for the most part, especially in hospitals, that they're probably going to get it.
Right.
And hopefully survive it. But knowing that you have to walk in the hospital every day and you don't have all the supplies that you need to make sure that you're okay and you're supposed to make someone else okay, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, and every single day. And how are they doing? Because I haven't asked in a while, and you haven't talked about it in a while.
Well, one, thank you for all the masks. I have a list of names and addresses. Really, really has helped. They were kind enough to get... I got them to Boston, and they have distributed them to their colleagues. They are cautiously optimistic. And a part of the tone comes from becoming numb to what is happening. But another part is understanding that this is going to be a roller coaster of next 6 to 9 months for everybody. Because let's say, for example, New York is getting out of the woods while hundreds of people are dying every day, if that's what you call getting out of the woods or peaking, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have hundreds of people still dying. So until we have a vaccine or a treatment that is better in place, or we have what Google and Apple are doing with the social distancing that are tracking if you've been exposed, when until all that is in place and we have testing at a really massive rate, I don't think there's going to be a sigh of relief anywhere. Now, will the economy come back in one shape or another? Absolutely.
I believe that with all my heart.
Yeah, well, will we become this within a year, this powerhouse nation?
We will be looking for advertising.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back from all of this. But the stress that we all feel at home is nothing compared to our first responders.
Amen.
That have to deal with this every effing day.
When you talk about your relatives being a little numb to it, I like that they're cautiously optimistic, but you say they're a little numb. Do you get the impression that they are such in the eye of the storm? There's so much swirling around.
They don't want to talk about it anymore. Not like they used to.
I was going to say they're probably they want to distance themselves from it.
They don't even want to remind themselves about how scary it is.
Yes.
So I don't bring it up unless they bring it up. If they're alive and they're good, then we're good.
For me and for my selfishness for ranting a little bit today, please allow me that. I need it every now and then. I'm not going to do it for the rest of the week. I wanted to do it today just to get it off my chest. And I will, coming up in the next break, I will discuss one more break about this. It's pretty heavy stuff, but I think it'll be a little lighter hearted. And I think I might draw a few smiles around our listening audience when I discuss over a month with Carla and Mike and my son in of doors and the three personalities that Carla says she has dealt with me.
And, so she's determined the personalities.
It's getting to us, Rob.
I understand.
It's getting to us. It really is. I'm not kidding you. It's getting to us. I asked Carla, you know, what would you say about me during this time? And she said, oh, it's your three personalities. We'll discuss those when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And now, King's Things. Hi, I'm Larry. Bob Eubanks, still the best. I don't understand why stores don't sell single sticks of chewing gum. I don't like the way that crow is looking at me. The Grand Canyon makes me sad. I use a lot of salt. The Swiss think they're so great. I never have enough dimes. Ham makes me anxious. When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport. Whoa. Funny, right? Buy it at MichaelMaryShow.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
He never has enough dimes.
Mortgage rates starting to settle down a little bit, but not much. We're still seeing lots of ups and downs. COVID-19 has the market unsettled, and it's more important than ever to work with someone you can trust. You need to call my friends at Cornerstone First Financial. I say they're my friends because I did business with them. Yes. I got a mortgage with
me
them,
too.
And they were fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oscar did too.
Yeah.
Two out of three of us did great. Rob works with Mark Livingstone on a weekly basis. They're wonderful people.
Great public.
And the long-term effects on the economy are unknown. It's the mortgage industry that's going to bring everybody out of this stronger. Whether it's saving money each month by refinancing to a lower rate or pulling equity out of to pay bills. Excuse me. Sorry. Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like keeps the energy up.
Everybody's unsettled.
Cornerstone First Financial is in this for the long haul and stays on top of all the latest developments and even offers a low-rate guarantee. You need Cornerstone now more than ever. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. And I want to say hi to Joanna, and I want to say hi to Joe down there.
Yeah.
Because I think I talked to Mark Livingstone for like 1 second, and then they did the rest.
Yeah.
It's like any guy that owns a business. You know, they're the ones that do all the work.
He's here every day, Mike. He's here every day.
Just kidding. These rates will get back to their historic lows. So call now and get on board. 202-625-1221. If you call today, he's the guy who'll answer the phone probably because he's got a lot of people that are social distancing. Cornerstone First Financial. Well, I just talked to him once.
Oh, yeah.
Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Mark, I'm kidding
but
you.
But to be fair, Mike, it was a great call.
It was a good call.
A memorable call.
Great one.
Yeah. All right. So right before the show today, I was writing down over a month. It's getting to us. And then I said, Carla, what are your thoughts on this? Me specifically. And Carla looked at me and said, I think we're doing good. I said, that's not funny. I said, that's not going to amuse anyone.
Funny.
I want funny. What? It's just, well, it's not funny what I want to say. And then the hairs on the back of my neck stand up a little bit. I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, well, you have three personalities. And I stop her and I looked at her. I said, what are you talking about? She said, you have three personalities. You have regular Mike, good guy, fat Mike, lazy and eating, and diet Mike, hard to be around.
Oh, and, my God.
So regular Mike was, I'm happy to tell you, the Mike that was around before all this crap hit the fan.
Right.
And regular Mike was a little uptight about selling his house and was difficult on that. But other than that, regular Mike was a good guy to be around, go out to
dinner.
You're
the happiest in years.
I was enjoying my life. I was happy with my wife and son. I have been...
And if you were to go back a year, like let's go back a year before there was the thought of selling the house, there was any notion of a pandemic. This is your baseline, yes? Regular Mike?
Yeah, she says, I said, well, is regular Mike at least a good guy? And she goes, and the answer was, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, thanks for that ringing endorsement. I appreciate that. She's then there's the Mike that she really hated, which this guy showed up right after it hit the fan about a month ago. And it went on for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, where it was Fat Lazy Mike. And Fat Lazy Mike would get done doing the show. You guys remember, I'd come in late to the show. Mm. I know that happened, and I would come in late to the show, and I'm sitting there, and I would be sedentary. And I was getting all of my stress manifest itself by putting stuff in my mouth. I would sit there, I'm binging everything on TV, and I'm stuffing myself. And she hated that. And it finally came to a head about halfway through this month that we were all together. She's like, I just can't stand this. You have to get up. You have to get up and you have to do things.
Yes.
And so I started to hit the bike, and that's what I've been doing. As a matter of fact, yesterday's the first day in 3 weeks that I haven't done something on the bike. I was just sitting there and I was working, and I was actually very busy all day long and between the dog and I. But that got me up, and then back to that eating program that I really enjoyed, and I'm eating right, and I'm eating well, and I'm doing the right thing. And she says, so that's good, right? She said, no. I said, she said, why? I said, because diet Mike is hard to be around. I said, what? Because she asked me last night. She said, how are you? I said, I'm depressed. I'm depressed because I come in here and I read news stories every day about, well, the dessert industry is exploding.
You're trying to stimulate the economy with your dessert consumption.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there hasn't been, for the better part of a week, sugar hasn't touched my body. I even use
not sweetener even an exfoliating rub, a nice sugar.
Well, I'd have to look at the ingredients on those, you know. those are the three. She said, regular Mike, good guy, fat Mike, lazy and eating, and diet Mike, hard to be around, which I am right now. Maybe that's why I ranted at the beginning of the show, because I think I've been pretty good
But Mike, I think that the political rant is a big part of regular Mike.
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
Yeah, but that was also yesterday was a moment where I was watching this and getting really nervous, and I had to vent about that.
Understood.
But diet Mike or eating right Mike is going to have to merge. In a perfect world, it's going to have to merge for a very long time
with
regular
your,
Mike. They're going to have to blend together.
Let's work on your brand, Mike. Let's call it Nutrition Mike.
Right,
because diet Mike has sort of a negative connotation.
Yeah, but it's the truth.
Blend both of them, then you're like the Minotaur, right?
Yeah, the guy with the motorcycle. Yeah. Like that Geico ad. Is it Geico or Liberty?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you want to know who really controls America? Liberty, Geico, Farmers. All the have you seen any
is
progressive
it Liberty? Is Liberty Bibbity? That's the one I like.
Limu Emu.
Oh, the guy, the young actor that's in front of the Statue of Liberty that can't talk?
Let me take you to a Madison Avenue major national advertising agency on Madison Avenue that has the buy for a major insurance company, a national insurance. Right. This is the way they do their projects. All right.
Oh, that's good. Give me another hit of that. Okay. Here's the idea I had. We're going to get a guy that's not attractive. Give him a porn mustache. And really nasty looking glasses, and the other guy's going, porn mustache. That's a great idea. Oh my God, that's fantastic. What's he gonna be? He'll be
he'll be like our spokesperson. Oh man, that is such a great idea. That is such a, how long do we have the client? We got a 10-year contract. That's great. But give him a, like, can't we give him like, not the lizard. Give him a, how about an owl? Give him an owl. No, man. Let's give him some weird bird. Give him like an ostrich or something. Oh, man, ostriches. What's that? Hey, Todd, come on in here. Yeah, man. What is it? What's that bird? It's like an ostrich, but it's not. What is it? What? You know, like an emu? Yes! That's it! It's an emu! It's an emu! It's an emu! Oh my God! Get the guy! Hold on! Okay, Peter! Peter, come on in here! Yeah, man, what's going on? Peter, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna get a guy with a porn mustache and he's gonna sit in a car like a cab or something with an emu. That is a brilliant idea! That's going to be our national campaign. What does it have to do with insurance?
Nothing.
Nothing.
That's the whole idea, man. It's the whole idea.
And we'll let you have him drive around. We'll give him like the key to the city. It's so goddamn funny, man. We'll do that. We'll have an emu and a dude with a porn mustache. That's what we'll do.
And we love it. And we love it.
And no, meanwhile, Mike, across the street, there's another company.
Wait. I want to answer what Oscar's
saying. All right.
We don't love it.
I love the emu. We are,
no, you do not love it.
No, you think you do because it's being fed to you.
It is pounded into your brain.
Yes.
24 hours a day.
He's such a great detective, though.
By the way, go get $1 billion.
Yes.
Put it into the Mike O'Mara Show advertising budget and advertise us. Every day with that, our fortunes would change.
We might make
$1 million.
What type of animal are we going
to
use?
It would only cost $1 billion to make $1 million.
Yeah, you, me, and Rob driving along in a big car with what kind of animal, man? What kind of animal? What would it be?
I think a warthog.
No.
Like
overused.
Like an anteater.
An aardvark?
They've used an aardvark like an anteater before, man. Maybe we could use, what kind of animal? Oh,
what about a pangolin?
A penguin. A friggin' penguin.
A penguin I love. I love a penguin.
A friggin' penguin. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm rambling.
An emperor penguin.
Yeah, that's it's Diet
Mike. He's in charge, dude.
Hi, I'm Diet Mike for the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you all very much.
Mike.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, it's time for Oscar's World.
Yes.
That's right. Mr. Oscar's Neighborhood.
Yes.
Mr. Oscar's Neighborhood. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can.
Yes.
But what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. I use it. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. By the way, I should say, when we were getting down to the crunch with selling this house of ours, I need a lot of stuff to go back and forth. And
yes.
Stamps.com was a lifesaver, especially not wanting to go to the post office.
Oh, they're great.
It really, really helped me out. Stamps.com lets you save time by printing both UPS and USPS labels and tracking all your shipments in one place. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially now, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times we live in. So add UPS shipping to your Stamps.com account today. You can do it all.
Yes,
call to action.
Mike, I'm Ron Burgundy.
Call to action. Required.
Stay classy, San Diego. I don't think I've done that in a long time.
It's Diet Mike.
That's so great. Nutrition, Mike.
Right now, our listeners. Edited and post. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free. Got a little bad cable here. Oh, sorry about that. That's on my end. Our listeners get a special offer. HeyStamps.com. I'm the best advertising guy you got. Yes, sirree. I'm the Limu Emu. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS for USPS or UPS. It's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. All right, let's get to, it's time to take a little trip. We're going to go into a section of Georgetown that we like to call Oscar's Neighbor. I heard it and then I didn't hear it. There it is. Oh, it's really gentle. It's that wonderful Leesburg connection you got there.
Are you riding it up and down?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yes. Don't ride it. Yeah. Just let it
don't
play.
Don't do that. Yes. Right. Don't do that. Yeah, you're not him. Yeah. All right. So there you go.
Dying Mike. It's so dying you got Mike. It from. You're being
it's
mean.
The wrong way to run a board, pal. Really. To be honest with you, I was taught. Okay.
Let's take a trip into Mr. Oscar's neighborhood, shall we, right now?
Yes.
Take it away.
Yes. Look, fellas, you know that living with your wife and working with your wife is always, I would say, a dicey maneuver that anybody could take it. When they would tell me they work with a wife, like, oh, you guys must really love each other or hate each other. Who knows?
It's a definite balancing act, I would
Yes,
think.
It is.
It is.
Now, since we've been doing that, and while Mike just talked about and Rob, you talked about in the past of being at home with your significant other, Shannon and I just haven't been at home since we've been trying to run this operational with the entire staff remote.
How much of that is by choice and how much of that is by requirement? Because you have to admit, Podcast Village offers you a lot more room and probably it's a nice place to be for much of the day.
Let me ask you this question.
All right.
If you didn't have to go to work, would you go to work?
I probably not. I don't think anybody would.
I don't think anybody would, yes.
All right. But most of us live in a house that's wider than 18
inches.
I agree,
but I could escape to 10 other places than work.
Okay, understood. Yeah. Okay.
So it's not by choice. We have to be here because we're trying to keep the lights on. Right. Now, we finally get Easter Sunday off. Like, there's probably 10 things to do here, but we're like, we're going to spend Easter at home. We'll do the 9 a.m. Easter. We talked about that yesterday.
Right.
We did it with the family. It was good. And I looked out back and I said to Shannon, I said, man, I don't know what's happening back there, but the brick looks brown again, like dirty brown. And I said, well, fine. I'll power wash this today.
Okay.
I go out there, I set up the power washer. Anybody that's ever dealt with it before, especially with an older one, it's always like, turn this on, turn this. They never just make it easy. It
it's
goes.
A pain in the
it's
ass.
A pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Is it gas or electric, your power washer?
It's just electric. And I look up at our roof and I realized that a huge piece of vinyl is now just laying on top of our roof, like just sitting there, like it's been blown off from the wind. The wind blew it off. Something happened. And then I call my wife out and I say, you come out here every evening. I don't know exactly what you do. You're probably just trying to escape me. Do you ever look back at the house and then see the transformer sized piece of vinyl that's probably not from our roof, just sitting on our roof? How long do we think that's been there? Because I never go out there.
What was her answer?
She said, well, that must have just happened. And I said, just asking, because that's the first thing I saw looking back at our house. So
now, as a devil's advocate here, I don't often look at the roof of my house. I mean, is it in plain sight or do you have to like,
I can offer
a
comment on that. I can offer a comment on that. What he's doing, Rob, is that you see, poor Shannon, poor put upon Shannon is now being blamed for anything. For a random act of God.
Oh, act
and
of God.
It's the same thing Carla did to me when Frankie pissed on her mattress last night. And she came out to me and she looked at me and she said, he did it again, like looking at me like I did it somehow.
I'm the monster.
That's what it is. Yeah. I'm curious, though, where did this you're saying a transformer size, so is it a flat
every house
piece
around
of
us is cartoon-sized. We are little. So as soon as I saw it, I knew that couldn't fit on our house. The shoe doesn't fit. If the glass doesn't fit, I must quit.
Did it appear to be something off the side of the house?
No,
vinyl siding? Or
some of these beautiful, large brick homes have what is a veneer of vinyl or aluminum on the it's almost like a framing on top of their house.
The flashing.
It's a flashing, but they're copper. It all depends on the material, but it's cartoon.
So
it
wasn't
huge.
The size of the sail that washes up on the beach in Castaway.
I would say it was, yes, it was big. It was big.
All right, so there's something fell off another house.
The size
and you had
of
some
two
wind
studios
up there.
Yeah, we had some wind.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Right.
She's like, I never noticed that before. I said, I bet you didn't. She goes, well, I'll get up there. And she starts putting the ladder together. I was like, no. I was like, you have these rain boot Uggs that I'm sure have no traction. I have sneakers. Let me get up there. So I get up on the roof. And then I pick this thing up. And then, so there's two tiers. You've got this little, basically, it's a weird roof. I get on the tippy top and I see in front of me nothing but blue skies and a quiet day, a beautiful Easter. And to the left of me, my wonderful neighbors who are sweet and nice to us, have kids. It looked like the flashing had flown off their roof onto our roof.
Okay. All right.
So at this point, I say, well, at least it's not something else we have to pay for. And that's something they could probably take care of. Mm-hmm. So we're good to go.
Poor put upon us.
That's
Oscar.
The calculation in my head.
At least
head.
I don't have to pay for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All I have to do is take Easter Sunday and climb on my roof. No eggs up here, by the way.
So I go down and we carefully take it down to, so we can deliver it to them and let them know we have
Happy Easter.
And I said,
how heavy is it if it's a big piece of vinyl?
Actually, it's light. It's pretty
okay.
light. It's pretty
okay,
light.
Just checking.
I tell Shannon to get gloves and because I don't want to cut herself because they're nails, whatever. And I say, okay, do you mind texting them and letting them know that we have this piece of vinyl they may want to put back on the roof or get somebody to come out?
Right.
She said, texting who? And I said, the neighbors who were just on the roof for that should probably know that the roof fell on our roof. No damage. But just let them know. She goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, what is going on here? I am losing it. So I power washed for 7 hours straight to get the brick right.
How's it look?
Oh, it looks beautiful. Bristol, as your father would say.
Love
Bristol.
Hearing that word.
And, nice. And Shannon said, man, I always thought that brick should have been a little more red. I just never said anything.
Oh, but she's complimenting you. That's a compliment. You know, I'm her advocate now. Mike. I love her on the show.
Yes.
She's very funny, and I know she's put upon, but that's so I'm not hearing anything she's done wrong.
No.
I'm
no,
hearing
this, is my life.
This togetherness and this quarantine
Squirrely.
Stuff. It's starting to wear out. You might want to practice his behavior a little bit, Mr. Spiewak.
His wife leaves the house.
Yeah, but they're not even together when she comes back to the house.
Separation.
She stays down in his basement.
Separation, not legal, just
right.
just distance. That's all. That's all.
That's it.
Everyone
I'll
loves
try
it.
That. I'll try
yeah.
that.
Yeah. They could keep that going for another 20 years. Nobody even knows.
Sure. That's right.
Right.
I'll probably be dead for 10 years before she knows.
Yeah.
He's been
He'll
quiet.
Be like a mummified corpse in the basement. He said he was going down to work on his computer. I thought he had a big project. Comes
all
down
the ice
Rob's
melted
like,
in his glass.
That's it. We gotta take a break.
He oh said it God. Was multi-track.
So did they? Was it their house?
It was. And they were so appreciative that we asked them, and they actually, Mike, they trucked it back up to their roof, and
put
they
it on?
And they put it on.
That's nice.
Hey, that's there it. See, people are being more handy
yes,
during this time.
That's right. Yes.
You'd be good to that wife of yours. She's a national treasure.
All I need is brick and a power washer, and I'm okay, Mike.
Yeah. I like these bricks being red. You're out there sweating.
Thought our house was an Adobe.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is your president speaking. The losers at Mike O'Mara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example, give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king, misguided, very sad.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. Coronavirus update.
Nice.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has announced that gun stores can now offer curbside service during the pandemic. Hooray! Said all the murderers with busy schedules and places to be. Kathy Lee Gifford says that her children insisted that she self-isolate in Florida. And just to be extra safe, they've also asked her to stop phoning them. No emails either. And they told her that singing show tunes lowers her immunity. And that Zoom causes cancer. And in lighter news, a half zebra, half donkey, Zonkey, was born in a Kenyan animal preserve this week. The father was a donkey, and the mother was apparently a whore who'll bang anything with four legs. She's a tramp. Yes, things are going crazy. Thank God we still have the Mike O'Mara cocktail party. This Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, a full episode plus the TMOS bonus show, and anyone can watch the TV bonus show live. That means you. But after the show, the bonus party goes behind the paywall, so don't miss your big chance. By the way, while you're cooped up in your home, please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's good stuff. And now would be a great time to subscribe. It's your passport to the
passport.
Mike, I just sent you a few pictures and you sent us a picture.
The TMOS bonus show, by the way, that zebra loves three ways too. Ooh, dirty, 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 dirty. Where's my sound effect? Play it. Play it, Vinny. Vinny's my sound up, board up. There we go.
News.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I sent the boys a picture of Maine where they got severe wind last night.
I'm sorry, man. So, wow.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I ain't paying for it. All right, very good. Oh, boy. Oops, that's the audio.
Hey, wrong sound. Sounds out.
Sorry about that. There we are. Nobody is running live events that aren't virtual anymore except for the WWE.
Of course.
Of course. Why is that? During a press conference yesterday, Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings was asked why the WWE is still producing live TV shows in Orlando. He said, quote, "I think initially there was a review that was done and they were not initially deemed an essential business. With some conversation with the governor's office, Governor DeSantis, regarding the governor's order, they were deemed an essential business. So therefore, they were allowed to remain open." Yeah, just like the essential golfers that are down.
They're essential, brother. Brother?
Yeah.
Brother. Yeah, how you doing, brother?
Happened to a Slim Jim.
There's a place for a Slim Jim. There's a new survey out on the use of streaming services during the pandemic, which makes sense because what else are we going to do?
Right.
A lot of people are restless and have cabin fever, but some people are apparently fine with their new life of sitting at home all day and watching Netflix. Only 84% of those surveyed want to return to normalcy after experiencing life during the pandemic. I'm not surprised. Which insinuates that 16%, or roughly 1 in 6, are cool with forced social distancing. Hi, everybody.
Wow. Do many of them wear orange sweatshirts all the time?
Here are a few other stats. 60% are consuming more entertainment now that they're working from home. 24% have added at least one new streaming service in the last few weeks. 81% added a video-based one like Netflix. 38% added music like Spotify. And 14% added a gaming one like Apple Arcade or Google Stadia. Is it Stadia or Stadia?
Stadia.
Stadia, Stadia,
Stadia Comanici.
What is it? It's a stat, which is it's from
Estados Unidos.
No, it's from something about Mary.
Did you work on the Estadio Olimpico? You should come by and take a gander.
Just like you,
one of the best written comedies in the history of comedy. You should turn by and take a gander. About a quarter of the respondents believe. Did you design the Estadio Olimpico? I'm a fraud. Name's Norm.
Just like you. And coming just full like circle, you. Mike. Coming full circle. Great
I
teeth
love her,
in that
man.
Great teeth in that movie.
Yes. Great teeth.
Hello, Mary. About a quarter of respondents believe they could use one more service. Well, good for them. Mm.
So, all right.
Maybe they'll get it. Sorry about my cable. Cables today, please. Thank you. NASCAR has suspended Kyle Larson. Did you hear this, this
yeah.
clip?
Mm-hmm.
They've suspended him indefinitely without pay after he dropped the N-word during a racing event, virtual event
canceled.
On Sunday. Kyle seemed to lose communication on his headset, and during the ensuing microphone check, he said, quote, "You can't hear me." And then he just said, "Hey, N-word." Naturally, the other racers were stunned, with one saying, quote, "Kyle, you're talking to everyone, bud." Kyle apologized yesterday in a 42-second video on social media. He called it a mistake and an awful thing to say. He should definitely know better. He's 27 years old and a pro racer who spent years in the public eye. He's also half Japanese, and his grandparents spent time in an internment camp in California during World War II. Do we have the clip of Kyle saying the N-word?
I did not pull it because I didn't pull it.
You love to protect your people.
Yeah,
you always do.
World War II buff.
Yep.
I bet.
I love NASCAR racers, Mike.
All right, got to fly through these. Latest craze of the pandemic is men freezing their seed. Apparently, sales of at-home collection kits are way up as men want to freeze their in case the worst happens. Duh. Yeah. There are now instructions for how to make a looping video of yourself for Zoom so you can skip meetings while working from home. So you're not saying anything. You're just like going,
yeah.
Yeah, remember when they all just pretend to be still on the bus so they could do a looping video on speed. Yeah.
Now that people are out of the way, animals like coyotes, bobcats, and bears have reclaimed Yosemite National Park. I think that's a good thing. I like that a lot. I really do. Let me fix this cable.
Fix it. Tell the world.
Yeah. Is anybody canning seed or are they just freezing it?
There we go.
I think you got to freeze it so it survives.
I see.
I think we're okay now. Coors Light delivered 150 cans of beer to a 93-year-old woman in Pittsburgh who made the news for holding a sign in her window saying, "I need more beer."
You know, I saw that, and that comes off as awfully cheap. 150 cans of Coors Light is like nothing. What they need is a truck, like a Coors truck like in Smokey and the Bandit. That's what she needs.
So you want more. Why don't you put that sign in your window?
Yeah.
Why don't you do an experiment? Why don't you hold on?
I've had that sign in my window.
Mouth, quiet mouth. Mouth, I know you got a line, Checky. I'm very serious here. Put a sign up in your and said, "Need more beer."
Okay,
I'm not 93, but I need more beer, and see what happens. Now, what's the sign that you wanted to put on your window?
I was going
to
say, Mike, I've had that sign on my window since 1982.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's see. Americans are eating more snacks since the pandemic. We know that. 40% say they're eating more snack food. 26% are going hard on chocolate. That doesn't surprise me.
Mm.
7 super rich guys and 3 women in their 20s were turned away after they flew into France on a private jet from London during the lockdown. A-hole!
Mm.
Jerks.
A village in Indonesia is asking volunteers to dress as ghosts to scare people into social distancing. And a guy in England who went on a 170-mile drive on Easter to, quote, have a break from his wife and kids got a warning from the cops for taking a non-essential trip. Isn't that nice? And
now a little something. He thought it was quite essential, though. I bet he did.
A little something for you guys. With approximately 9 out of 10 students out of school worldwide due to COVID-19, Burger King wants to reward U.S. students with a free Whopper sandwich if they can unlock a special promo code by solving questions covering a range of different school subjects. Starting today, Burger King will release a different problem for students to solve each day through April 20th, 2020. That's just like one day away, a couple of days away. Sorry about that. To participate, students must enter their answer to the problem on the BK app to redeem a free Whopper sandwich with any purchase. On a related note, Rob Spiewak is looking for fake IDs that list his age as 12. Thank you very much, everybody.
There we are. Yeah, I want to tell you.
Yeah, need beer. Need beer. That'll
I'm also
awesome.
Going to put up a sign that says need Whoppers. Beer and Whoppers.
I can eat one right now. Bread, carbs.
This past weekend, I ordered a Whopper and spicy chicken sandwich from Burger King.
And it was
delivered.
Oh, it was great. 45 minutes.
It's America. America. God shed that special sauce on thee. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, Ashley, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Rob, remind me after the show.
Yes.
I have an idea for you.
Okay.
That I think will be a labor of love, and you are the right man for the job, and I think
it's going
to be brilliant, and I think it's going to be fun, and I don't think anybody else has really done it.
Okay,
I think
cool.
We'll have fun with it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time to hand out some love. Listen, I went on the website today, MikeOMaraShow.com, and I bought myself the hoodie for Carla and the t-shirt for me, and I'm very, very excited about it. If you haven't done it yet, we love seeing you model your TMOS clothing on social media. Hooray for Marie Kane. Marie Kane Tomlin. Oh, didn't know it was a third name person.
Three name person, yes.
Marie Kane, Marie Kane Tomlin.
Yes.
Is that it? Marie Kane Tomlin's t-shirt, Linda Hurr's hoodie, Alpino Gioia's t-shirt, Brian Southard's hoodie, and a thank you to Peter Little, Mark Gray, and Patrick Brown. You see, it makes no difference if you're little gray or brown. Everyone loves the TMOS logo hoodies and t-shirts. Thanks for being wise enough to patronize. See, I just read them. I don't read them ahead. Be ye little gray or brown.
That's
Everyone
right.
loves the TMOS logo hoodies. Thanks for being wise enough to patronize the TMOS t-shirt store and kind enough to post pics of your hoodies and tees for all to see. Keep it up, TMOS Nation. Yes, the TMOS t-shirts and hoodies are arriving, and when they do, let's see a photograph of you letting your TMOS flag fly. If you haven't ordered yet, what are you waiting for? They are ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Click the t-shirt banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and get them. Remember, every purchase spreads the TMOS message.
Yes.
And helps us in our time of need. Let's do it. TMOS merchandise, because when you look good, we look even better.
Yes.
open the audio box.
Ah, yes. Thank the you, sounds Rob. Can now come out. Two celebrity takes on COVID-19. The first one, Matthew McConaughey, when he posts on Instagram, it's usually something worthwhile, and he's debuted a new alter ego called Bobby Bandito. And Bobby Bandito is now going to tell us how to make a mask to protect ourselves in the time of a pandemic. Here's Matthew McConaughey as Bobby Bandito.
I'm bounty hunter Bobby Bandito, but you can call me Bobby B. I say it's high time we catch this killer, because we got more living to do. Here's how. So you lay down your favorite bandana, unfold it like so. Get your trusty coffee filter that you had on the go. Get your two rubber bands. Roll one down one end like this. Roll the other one down this end like that. Fold them over like so. Grab a hold, and you're good to go. Now remember, stay at home. But if you gotta go, strap it on like so. Now, I'm challenging all you triple B's out there. It's time for us to band together and see who can make the most bad bandito bandana so we can beat the Corona V. Bobby B style.
Mike, you're going to defeat it. Bobby B cool. style.
Very cool.
You know what? You know something I've learned while I've been in court? I've learned that I've watched so much content online that you really can recognize crap.
When immediately.
And like a movie that's just not good. And then you see people. There's a reason why a lot of these people become movie stars. You know? That's
creative. Yeah.
Just the way he expresses himself. It's great. He did that effortlessly. That's why the guy gets paid a gazillion dollars to, you know, sell you cars. He's fantastic.
Now, this next one is, I play because it's so sincere and so out of character. We're all big fans of Gilbert Gottfried. He's been very good to our show. He's a very nice
what
guy.
A funny man.
But he drops his persona just to do this Instagram video. I'm sorry, it's a TikTok video.
Okay.
And it stopped me in my tracks because this is not the Gilbert we're accustomed to, but his message is so great.
Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried. You know, New York might be the epicenter of the COVID-19 virus, but it's also the epicenter of the workers and
hold
the
on, I want you to start it from the beginning, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes when you set things up, you do it like a boy. That is still Gilbert.
It's still
Godfrey.
Gilbert.
No, that's no, but
still
he's not, his he's persona. Not, he's not, but it's not
well, he's
him
mellow,
over the
but
top.
He's still talking like that, the way he talks. Like he doesn't talk to his wife like that when he's in the bedroom.
Maybe if she wants it. You never can okay. tell.
All right,
anyway,
let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried. You know, New York might be the epicenter of the COVID-19 virus, but it's also the epicenter of the workers in the front line. The doctors and the nurses who are risking their own lives to save others. And I'd like to single out the pharmacy departments of New York Presbyterian and Columbia Medical for their hard work in supplying medicines to help people live. So I want to thank everyone, and I want all of you to help thank everyone by giving what you can to help continue this fight. Thank you, frontline.
I just thought it was very sincere, and I, you know, maybe he's it is a little a, bit know, of his voice.
Well, have you ever, has he been in studio with us?
No, not
he's been in
the
studio with me. I went up to Baltimore and hung out with him. He is truly a much more mellow guy when you meet him. He's still doing a little of that presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
What he's not doing is the screaming.
Yeah,
you know, which
right,
is like,
exactly.
A doctor came to me and said, but it's like, he's such, I think I said this, that he's a wonderfully warm, nice man. He's a little guy. And
is
he's
he?
A very nice guy. Very, very nice.
Well, anyway,
yeah, he's not
it's
6'5".
It's a great message. I thought he was really cut. That's a really nice message. Oscar, I pulled this for you. In Daytona Beach, people are still not taking the social distancing as serious as they should. How are they handling it? Police have attached speakers to drones, and they're yelling at people with drones. Check this out.
Daytona Beach Police Department. We apologize for the inconvenience, but due to COVID-19, this park is currently closed. You are in violation of the current curfew. Please return home immediately.
Really being done?
Yeah, technology.
Yes, they're using drones to yell at people.
Yeah, they're doing it in Detroit and across other cities across the country. I think it's brilliant because when you got something that should terrorize you, telling you to go home, you might go home.
You know, Oscar, you should use your drone to talk to Shannon. Be from a huge distance.
Honey, there's something on the roof. There's something on the roof. You better get your ass up there right now. I think it belongs to the neighbors. Thank you very much.
Let's close with this. I'm behind on Better Call Saul, but I do love the show. And I caught this promo on AMC. They're tying themselves in to Tiger King. Here's Saul Goodman. We close with this.
So one day you hear a knock at the door. Suddenly the cops have you face down in the dirt. Turns out the meter reader came by and got himself a big surprise. Or the neighbor boy climbed the fence and Fluffy or Princess mauled the kid up pretty good. Here you are facing 3 to 5 in an orange jumpsuit. Oh, no, you aren't. Better call Saul.
Repeat this key phrase. That's not my tiger.
Turns out the best defense is still a good offense. Where'd the tiger come from?
The zoo.
And you can bet we're going to sue the bars off of them. What were you doing buying 80 pounds of raw meat every week? Ever hear of the Atkins diet? So, if a tiger's got you by the tail, legally speaking, better call Saul.
Ever hear of the Atkins diet? That's your magic audio book. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Please be careful.
That is awesome. Thank you all for allowing me to vent a little bit today on the issues of the day. Stay safe, socially distance, pay attention to the smart people. Mm-hmm. That's what I always tell you. And we'll be back with another brand new show tomorrow. Don't forget our cocktail party comes up Friday. 4 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll modify that time the following week for those of you on the West Coast. We'll do that for you. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Bear saying stay safe and so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.
Just try and have a little fun, folks. That's all.